Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman. The UN leader lays blame for the halt in Syria peace talks. An international donor conference aimed at raising at least $7 billion in humanitarian funds for Syrians affected by the five-year civil war is underway in London. The United Nations-led conference brings together governments, humanitarian aid organizations, and civil society groups to discuss getting immediate help to the nearly 5 million Syrians who have fled to Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and elsewhere, and to create a long-term strategy to aid them in rebuilding their lives, including education and jobs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has pledged nearly $1 billion in new U.S. aid for the Syrian refugees at the conference. The start of that conference was taking place just hours after the United Nations called off the Syrian peace talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon laid blame on that on two major situations.
It is deeply disturbing that the initial steps of the talks have been undermined by the continuous lack of sufficient humanitarian access and by a sudden increase of aerial bombings and military activities within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State Kerry demanded Thursday that Russia stop bombing the Syrian opposition, implicitly blaming Moscow for the collapse in the peace talks.
It is an obligation accepted by all parties in the United Nations resolution. Russia voted for that. Russia has a responsibility, as do all parties, to live up to it.
Speaking in London, Kerry said he had called the Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov for a robust discussion. This is VOA News. Yemeni